The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and maybe responses this time. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, she's riled up about something, but I bet it's cool because she's on sabbatical. It's Professor Heather Hill Vasquez.
Hello.
This is a big decision for the household that you reside in. Your daughter is looking to choose an undergraduate institution.
She is.
It's tough.
We all are. Although she insists that it's her decision only.
Oh. Do you agree?
Well, she is 18.
Okay.
Legally,
I suppose it is, but I don't know.
It's tricky.
It's crazy
tricky
right
stuff.
Now.
It's an arms race, I tells ya.
I don't know. The other day she told me that if she were to go to CCS, it would be weird because Dave Chow teaches there.
Oh, that is weird.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't go there either.
You think it's weird that she's there and he's there, or
yes.
It's weird that he teaches
no,
there?
It's no, 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 the former.
Okay, got it. Yeah, not the latter.
Weird. No, she's being weird.
Oh, well.
It's genetic.
Thank you.
There is a deadline for these things, so you're
yes,
you're,
there is.
There's only six more months of this, I promise. Maybe less. Let's see, how many months until Autumn Evans has to worry about going to undergraduate?
Yeah, let's think about that.
At least 100.
A lot of months. Yeah, we're talking about kindergarten.
Oh, that is a big deal for this fall.
We're talking about it.
Wow.
Yeah, we have what's today? We have 3 days to decide. Three days
to decide.
Yeah. Evidently, you have to register because they get so full. They like busload the kids to a different school when they're full, and then it won't be the same one in the same district. Which is half
That's
of the
crazy.
Reason we want to do it because she would be with Juliana,
mm-hmm.
And she would get to go to movie night and stuff. I mean, these are the most important reasons to go to school. Mostly movie night. You know, PJ day would be aligned. You know,
we have movie night tonight too.
Yeah, it causes conflicts when the younger children can't go to it.
Funny.
It's hard to reconcile.
It's on everybody's minds. What's the movie?
Oh, you know what? The last one got canceled because of the snow day. It was on the snow day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Friday.
Well,
sometimes they're really awesome movies. Like they did Trolls when it was pretty new. But then sometimes they do like really old movies like one of those Despicable Me's, you know. I don't know which numbers.
Wait, that's a really
old
movie?
The first one.
Oh. The first one is really old.
Well, but I half expected you to say Herbie Goes Bananas or something like that.
Oh, sorry. I meant like 6 years old.
Okay. Oh, yeah, like Greta Garbo or something.
Yeah, still before they were born.
That's right.
Yeah, those Mickey Rooney movies, they just don't relate anymore.
Bedtime for Bonzo. You know what I mean?
All things are relative.
Continuing around the table, college is his everyday life, except for when he's drawing disturbing images of things. This is Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent.
I didn't introduce Kendra.
What?
I thought I did.
No. You said Autumn.
Oh, I made the transition to Autumn.
I didn't even notice. She's
just
used to talking about
just
kids.
Autumn's
well, okay,
mommy.
Let's backtrack. Backtrack.
She's not just Autumn's mommy.
To
she's
my left
Professor
is
Professor Kendra Evans. To your left, I had to think about that, by the way. To your left, Professor Kendra Evans. And now
her right is me.
Yes, is Dave Chow. We don't need to worry about paying off any undergrad, at least I don't think.
No, okay. Not that I know of. No, no DNA testing, no youngsters that I know of. So.
Okay, that's good. That's good stuff.
I'm good.
So you made it to midterm just like we have. This is the halfway point.
Dude. Grades are due Monday, 4:30.
Oh, jeez. I think we have Tuesday at noon.
I'm still holding out the jar for bribes and tips and things like that until 4 o'clock at least.
You get a lot of compliments this time of year.
Not enough.
Oh.
I got a 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew this morning. I don't think
That's worth something.
That's not enough of a
Maybe
bribe in my world.
Maybe not worth a grade, but it's worth something.
I should have brought Stephanie and I. We could have finished it off during a show.
We could have.
You were gifted this?
Yes, I was gifted this.
Okay.
Because students are, some of them are on the food program and their parents overbought.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like one of those, we're never going to finish off. So they just go hoard all the food and they just distribute some of it out. So
So one of the things on the list is pop.
Yeah.
Okay. Must be missing something.
Yeah, I know. We just, that's what we live on at school. That's awesome.
All right. I get it. We'll continue around the table. Professor Joe Abbasett is here, always looking ultra sharp.
Thank you.
How are you doing, Joe?
I'm doing good.
Made it to midterm?
Yeah, I got an email today about grades being due on
That's
Tuesday.
Right. Probably got to worry about that, right?
Yeah, something to calculate.
I didn't even ask you the last time I saw you. Is Tom back this semester teaching?
He is, yeah.
Oh, I'm good to hear it. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, he's doing okay.
Good. Excellent. Because I know we got the big VN reunion is tomorrow.
Yes.
Signed up for it, and I can't wait to go.
Yes, I'll be at the game tomorrow.
Sure.
I'm going to have to be on campus anyway, so sure. Might as well go to it.
Our student newspaper, the Varsity News, is in its 100th edition in 2018, so it's been a while since it's been around. Right. This fall, I guess, will be the 100th volume, so kind of a big deal, what can I say?
Hey,
kind
it's still in print. Deal. I love print.
Yeah, print is fun. Not as often as back in the old days, but still tons of fun. Finishing up around the table, Professor Stephanie Koenig is here. What's going on? What's happening?
I don't know what's happening. I'm just going to eat my Thin Mints.
Yes. Now, are those from Juliana Evans?
They are not. They're from some sister of a brother that plays soccer with my kid.
Got it. We knew they weren't from your children.
We got nailed at soccer practice. That's all I know.
Okay. I think next time I'm going to bring that sheet to ask the professor. Because I found out there's some Girl Scout cookie fans here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh my. Are they still in your trunk, Kendra?
Yeah. Are you got any contraband we don't know about?
Only ones that are bought.
Oh. You can swap those out later. You know, you could be a little late with the delivery. We're hungry now.
Did I not buy them?
Yeah.
You did buy them. So I can give them to you, but I can't sell any extra ones.
I thought you gave up sweets.
I know. It actually is really, really poor timing.
Remember we had the question? So it doesn't actually matter that they're in the trunk.
I thought you guys gave up tech.
We gave up everything. We go home, we stare at the wall.
We give up joy.
Do you hate joy? Yes.
So you mean I could have brought pork buns today and...
Just don't even.
Oh, okay. All right.
You gave up sweets and technology.
When I sign up for Girl Scout cookies, I'm not looking forward to Ash Wednesday. I don't say, oh, these are going to be delivered in the middle
you
of Lent.
You should really check.
Until April.
They're still good.
It's really good.
It's not about eating them. It's about supporting.
Absolutely. Mm. Young women, allowing them to achieve their goals through sweets.
But really, it's about eating them.
We had a question at our last show that was that the state of Colorado had outlawed Girl Scouts from selling cookies outside of the pot dispensaries, and they had actually overturned that law, so now they could sell them again. So
it's a money maker.
Very enterprising.
Business. That's a business lesson, right?
They hit me up at the market the other day.
Yeah.
Over at Hollywood.
Oh yeah.
They got a little stand outside those little.
We're going to Kroger on Sunday.
Man, you guys are aggressive.
Unbelievable.
People need cookies. Maybe we're just supporting people in need.
Yeah, maybe we're just doing that.
So we have Thin Mints here, and I could eat an entire sleeve of those myself.
I used to buy a box for each of my students.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Jim?
I used to buy a box for each of my
students. Where do we sign up for your class?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Wait, what happened? Did your class get too big, or did you become a professor?
No, when I lived in Illinois and Iowa, and then when I moved back here, I was just living at home, so I wasn't going to the grocery store.
So I really need to bring in the sheet. So next year, I have this down.
Absolutely.
I was not aggressive. I just really felt uncomfortable with it. Yeah, I'm not made for sales.
Besides, we'll easily rebuff you in a moment, in a heartbeat, if we don't like them. Not that we would.
But. I mean, that's impossible. They're Girl Scout.
Yeah,
cookies.
I know. You know you're going to
like them.
Yeah. No surprises.
Pecan sandies.
Oh, my gosh. Well, folks, this is a program where you send us questions regarding anything. It's been a while since we've had some good Girl Scout cookie questions. If you stump the panel, you win an autographed photograph of the Ask the Professor panel and the ATP mug. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win a prize, too. The autograph photograph. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP or find us on Facebook. Got a little follow-up from a recent show we did with Kimberly Richards' questions. She says, Francis Julius Bellamy, you'll remember that was the Baptist preacher who we identified correctly as the writer of the Pledge of Allegiance. Kimberly says, true and false. He was a Baptist minister, but wrote the pledge the year after he had stepped down from the pulpit. That's why I didn't include it in the explanation, but of course, anytime I make that judgment call, someone on the panel will know it.
Jim Tubbs.
Yes, probably Jim Tubbs is the way we end it. Also, this has been staring me in the face for years, basically, but I've never had a chance to read it on the air. Kimberly Richards' email signature says, important notice. The entire physical universe, including this email address, may one day collapse back into an infinitesimally small space. Should another universe subsequently reemerge, the existence of this address in that universe cannot be guaranteed.
So, wait a minute, is this a Star Trek thing with the alternate universe?
It pretty much is. That's everybody great, there has extra goatees, and you know,
yeah, it's a great sign off.
I love the new series, by the way. I finally watched all of them.
Oh my
god! I binge watched 15 episodes.
I haven't seen a single second of any one of them.
Man, we'll talk.
Yeah, we have to talk. Except for I gave up tech for including TV.
This isn't tech. You know, I think of it as.
You can't watch TV.
No, but for real, like, what do you guys do?
What about the X-Files?
Don't.
Can't watch the X-Files?
No. I'm going to wait until April to watch that stuff.
Just a lot of quality time.
A lot of quality time.
Do you play board games?
We do puzzles? Board games. We read books. The boys, frankly, have enough homework to keep themselves busy. Plus, basketball playoffs are coming up. So
you there know, you go.
Support the Shrine 8th grade boys team in any way you can.
Go Knights.
Go Knights. We have a set of questions that were mysteriously sent to us by Anonymous. They were all based on recent news articles, both local and otherwise. We had just answered this question last time. Usually Sports Illustrated puts athletes on its covers or sometimes a Hollywood celebrity. The July 20th, 1964 cover, however, featured an actress who was dressed as a football player.
Shirley MacLaine.
Shirley MacLaine. She was promoting her comedy film, John Goldfarb, Please Come Home, one of the all-time greats. Okay, speaking
Wait a minute, isn't that what Kendra's kids are having for movie night? I mean,
John Goldfarb, Please Come Home. My great transition here is Catherine the Great's son became Tsar Paul I in 1796 when his mother passed away. He had made enemies, however, and feared assassination. So he had an assassination-proof castle built for himself. Sadly, it didn't work. How long after moving in was Tsar Paul I assassinated?
That's 6 months.
So sad.
I mean, I feel like I have to give
four
it
weeks.
To you.
It 12 was 12 days.
40 days. 40 wow. days. So 4 weeks will do it. This is actually from a Free Press article Wait. Back in June.
Oh, right.
I was going to say, I thought okay. this was recent.
Yeah, I was going to say, like,
I guess really recent. The topic. Yeah,
the Tsar Times.
I believe that it was, if I remember this, is not a joke. It was in the travel section because people were going and visiting the assassination-proof castle.
Oh.
Let's go
so
see
now,
the
what,
castle.
So what now, was, what was the leak? You know, in the
the
moat not deep enough, the drawbridge didn't pull up.
Call happened? Through the toilet main if you really wanted to.
Yeah, is this like some Ant-Man thing here? What?
I don't know. I do not know. Two cities share the same name, but not the same location or size. One has a population around 630,000, the other close to 6,300. Name the city and the states in which they are located.
Springfield?
No, that's not what it says.
I was just there. Ohio, Columbus, Georgia.
It's a good guess, but that's not what it says. Here.
St. Louis?
Mm-mm. St. Louis, Michigan.
Is there a Detroit City kind of thing?
It's not Detroit.
Hamtramck? Oh.
I'll give you the states. Maybe that'll help.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maine.
Portland.
Yes, and Oregon. So Portland. That's Portland.
Okay.
Let's see here. In 1983, Barbara McClintock became the only woman to have ever received an unshared Nobel Prize in physiology or medicine. What field was that work?
Genetics.
It was genetics, absolutely.
Thank you for Professor Biology.
For saving our bacon.
Jumping genes.
Jumping
genes. Not until 1983.
Yeah, that took a while, huh?
Tick tock.
I remember after the Nobel Prizes were announced last fall, I showed my students a data set that showed after McClintock, in physiology or medicine, the frequency of women rose to 15.3% of total number of Nobels
right.
given out.
Yeah.
After Curie in physics, it rose to and stands steady at 0.3% yeah. or something like that.
None.
It's like, it's just ludicrous.
Right.
So physiologists and medicine people are doing better. Oh, here we go. Of the 211 people who've received the Nobel in physiology or medicine, how many, whether shared or unshared, have been female?
Five or six?
It's a little higher. Oh.
17.
It says 12 is what it says. 12. There's your percentage. And that's the successful Nobel Prize at awarding women. In April of 1841, the ninth president of the United States, William Henry Harrison, died of pneumonia 1 month in his term. The 10th president became the first to succeed to the office upon the death of a sitting president. Since no one had expected him to become president, he acquired a nickname. Who was the 10th president, and what was the nickname? From the December Detroit Free Press in 2017.
Tyler?
Yeah.
It was Tyler.
Tipper Canoe and yeah. Tyler 2. I don't remember Tyler's name.
John Tyler, in direct reference, his nickname to the fact that they did not expect him to be doing this. It's a good little point.
What, Jack in the Box?
The unintended president or something?
In absentia?
You guys are all like there. What? His Accidency is what it was
his
called.
Oh, my goodness.
I like that. That's poor guy. Sassy.
There are two regular biological grandchildren of President Tyler. They're still alive in the year 2018. Because he married
as opposed to irregular ones?
Let's see.
You don't mean like great, 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 great grandchildren?
Exactly. They're direct grandchildren based on a very young woman he met.
What do you mean, like 12? I mean.
Seriously. Seriously. 1841.
No, grandchildren.
Regular grandchildren.
Like
of
two
John
generations
Tyler.
Yep. Removed.
They must be elderly, though, right?
Yeah.
And their parents married well into their 40s or 50s, probably.
Yeah, it's weird, man. His Accidency. I give you His Accidency.
Heck of an accident.
John, His Accidency, Tyler.
Tyler. Also, most boring president name.
John Tyler.
According to the 2016 U.S. Census, how many Americans over the age of 75 are in the paid workforce?
23. I don't know.
I will say that new commercial is one of my favorites, though. The one where they're like,
"Oh yeah,
I've been there."
The DJ Granny.
The Baywatch running sequence.
Yeah.
Oh my word. How many Americans? You have to admit
the commercials running during the Olympics.
37.
It's more than
30. I would say 24,000.
It's more than 24,000.
Oh.
185,000.
No, it's actually a number.
I was going for a percentage.
Okay. Kendra?
1,000,000.
It's more.
What?
5,000,000.
It's less.
Oh,
3 million.
1.3 million Americans over the age of 75 are still in the paid workforce.
That makes sense. There's like six here still, right?
Yeah. Probably.
In the 2017 Lionfish World Championship in Pensacola, Florida, how many lionfish were caught in a 48-hour span by the three-woman team that won the competition?
483.
Higher.
Good Lord, they're busy.
629.
Higher.
1,292.
Lower.
Oh, okay. There you go, Kendra.
I don't know what a lionfish
980.
Is.
It's an invasive species.
She said 980. I'm giving it to her. 926. 926.
It's an invasive species in that area. They're beautiful to look at.
But why are they called lionfish?
Because they have these
huge mane,
fin things.
Is this something I should know?
I don't know. It's
I'm going to look it up on my phone.
All right, yes, lionfish.
I want to see what they look like.
They are gorgeous to stare at.
These things.
Bad to
You've seen one before.
Oh,
one
yes.
more.
Okay.
One more from Anonymous. And then we'll move on to something else. What popular game, which first appeared in May 1979... in the magazine Dell Pencil Puzzles and Word Games, was invented by Howard Gams.
Sudoku?
Was an architect in Indy. Yes, Sudoku. That's it. You hit the nail on the head.
How did they come up with that name?
That's a good question.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because it sounds like one of like Godzilla's foes or something like
that. It does.
That, you know? I mean, how did they...
Godzilla can't hold a pencil. Yeah. What are you doing?
Short
I love
short
those
arms.
Dell puzzle books.
Yeah, if it were a really big pencil.
I'd do that if I gave up technology for Lent and be like, just puzzle books.
I do word searches all the time.
Yeah, I like crossword puzzles, but those puzzle books have some innovative crossword puzzles. They have anagram magic square, I'm just saying.
I'm still shooting for the New York Times one of these days. New York Times crossword. One of these days.
One of these days.
Oh, forget it. I only know three of them. It's so depressing. It's a way to confirm my ignorance.
Three whole puzzles? That's a pretty big deal.
No, three words
on the puzzle.
I had a student a number of years ago, a female student, graduated alum. I inquired, how are things going? She reported to me, I was dating this guy for a while. He broke up with me because he submitted two puzzles to the New York Times, to the New York Times crossword puzzle, and he didn't get in, so he got really angry and broke up with me. Why are you telling me this? And sounds weird. There you go.
Is this like failing a Jeopardy exam?
Sort of like that.
Maybe it's because when he told her, she laughed at him. And then...
left that detail out.
That's really
sad. She rolled her eyes or she, yeah.
exhaled.
Forgot to care. That's how it happened.
Dear profs. Yes. It's been nearly a year since I sent in questions. Here are 15 where I list 4 actors and actresses, and it will be the profs' task to name the movie ideal for the inner geek and all of us.
Where is Dan when we need him? This is his shtick.
An 80% score shall be considered passing. Hope the panelists find them challenging and fun. Sincerely, Julie Elder of Poughkeepsie, New York.
Thanks
for sending those in, Julie.
It was a good use of the word shall.
Yes. Shall be considered passing. You shall pass at 80% with, here we go.
None shall pass.
Mm-hmm. Olympia Dukakis, Anita Gillette, Nicolas Cage, Cher.
Moonstruck.
Yeah. Never seen that movie.
That's really good.
Good slap.
I know all of the memes from it, you know what I mean? But
who was Anita Gillette? Wasn't she like one of the regulars on like Match Game for the longest time?
Well, you would know.
I have no idea.
Okay, yeah. She was like one of those cute, perky actresses that, like, where'd you come from?
So. How about Lily Tomlin, Dolly Parton,
9 to 5,
Leah Thompson, Jim Varney. This
Ernest. Is a modern era.
No, movie. Beverly Hillbillies.
The Beverly Hillbillies movie, yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Leah Thompson was in that.
Wait a minute, 9 to 5 is not a modern era movie?
It is.
Oh.
More moderner than 9 to 5.
Just checking. Moderner.
Some movies are modern and some are moderner than others.
Some are more modern.
Modernist.
Mm-hmm. Madeline Kahn, Marty Feldman.
Young Frankenstein.
Terry Garr, Peter Boyle, Young Frankenstein.
That was easy right there.
Love
that. Seriously, how many movies did Marty Feldman appear in?
I don't know.
Like a lot, is that the idea?
I don't know. That's the only one I can think of.
What other ones?
He was on Match Game? I don't know.
The only one I can think is possible.
He's really perky, though.
Like a Cannonball Run?
Oh, of course, Cannonball Run.
Yeah, Cannonball Run, maybe.
He wasn't in Mad World, was he?
Everybody else was.
Yeah. Benicio del Toro, Kris Kristofferson, Penelope Ann Miller, Paul Rubens.
Wait, that's Pee-wee Herman.
Is that Pee-wee Herman?
It is Pee-wee Herman, but that's not the movie. Benicio del Toro.
Wait, okay, Benicio del Toro's Wolfman.
Kris Kristofferson, ooh. Penelope Ann Miller, Paul Rubens. This is the only one that I didn't see.
Back to the Future 4?
No.
Star Wars?
Oh, please. Please. There were 3 original Pee-wee Herman movies, if you remember. This was the 3rd one.
Oh, so it is one of the
jail one?
Movies.
Was it the jail one?
But it wasn't.
It wasn't Pee-wee's Big
Adventure.
The
Pee-wee movie.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Big Top Pee-wee.
Yeah.
I cannot believe I got that.
In the circus.
You're so proud of yourself.
I love Pee-wee Herman. I used to watch his show all the time.
Yeah, never seen Mark it. Has them all.
No.
Does he? Oh, on the DVD sets?
I got them all. Yeah, I got them all for him.
Mecha-leka.
Movie night.
You should watch it. I know.
I swear that I don't know why that was cool, but everybody was watching it.
I know.
My gosh. There was nothing else like it on TV. Not at all. Original, well, who am I thinking here? Lawrence Fishburne got a start on that show as Cowboy Curtis.
And the art's also done by a Detroiter.
That's right.
Derek Panthers.
And who's the actress that ended up on Law & Order as the LT? She was Mailman.
S. Epatha Merkerson.
Yes.
Yep. Also a Detroiter, by the way.
I did not know that.
Karen Allen. This is a giveaway. Kevin Bacon. He's in every movie. Tim Matheson. Stephen Furst.
Animal House.
Mm-hmm. National Lampoon.
That was
Animal
one of my House. Templates for going off to school. So. I always want to take a motorcycle.
Well done.
I want to take a motorcycle back stairwell, but we didn't have stairwells that would let me do it. So.
Why is it, and what does it say about me, that whenever I think of that movie, the first thing that pops into my head is Donald Sutherland wearing just that sweater?
I know where this is going.
Anyway.
It was a number of years ago.
Okay.
I thought of When the Germans Bombed Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
That's what I thought of. Yeah, so. Murray Hamilton. Peter Benchley. Roy Scheider.
Jaws.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Okay,
yes.
Jaws, yeah.
So I didn't even know that Peter Benchley was in the movie. He wrote the book.
He was the reporter.
Oh, my gosh.
The reporter.
Wow.
There's a reporter on television when they cut away and... I can't remember. Yeah, something along that lines.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. Thank you.
But Murray Hamilton, wow.
There's a lot of people saying, since, of course, John Williams is essentially in the next 2 years going to write the soundtrack, orchestral soundtrack for the 9th Star Wars movie, that he should be given some
cameo,
perfunctory cameo.
Absolutely.
You know, it just makes perfect sense. The poor guy's in his 80s.
I mean, Stan Lee's in everything.
Stan Lee is in everything, and he's in his 90s. Mm-hmm. So yeah, true that. Have we all seen Black Panther yet?
Not yes. yet.
No.
Good.
Very good.
I can't wait to see it.
Totally worth
can't
it.
Can't wait to see
good.
It.
Good. Yeah. When you guys are back great. On tech, oh, okay. you should all go. Are movies see. Included, or can you do like point. Family outings to a movie?
We had Escadro students in the lobby yesterday. Just sitting there, we had a big hot cocoa bar, and then we rewatched the end of the women's hockey game from the night before. Right. And they're all, like, looking. And I'm like, aren't you guys going to have some hot cocoa? We haven't decided whether it counts as sweets since we gave it up for Lent. And I'm like, it definitely doesn't, as I'm, like, guzzling this stuff down.
I believe it might.
Wait a minute.
But...
Is it unsweetened cocoa?
No. It was not.
Well, you didn't put candy toppings in it.
So are we going to start breaking down the sucrose and, you know, and all the sugars in there, too? I mean...
Actually, I put some whipped cream on top of mine, and then I took the nutmeg grater.
Does
and
your
grated.
Family know?
It doesn't count.
How much cheating is happening at work?
On a break.
We're on a break.
Liquid sweets don't count, is what you're saying.
Liquid sweets.
I grated some fresh chocolate on my whipped cream, and a student came over and tapped me on the shoulder and says, "Booge."
Wait, can Leslie Hipster have booge. Coke? Did she have
Leslie
to give
cannot have Coke. She cannot have Coke.
So but that's not in your best
but you
interest,
can have
then.
Hot chocolate with whipped cream and a little shaved chocolate.
Yeah.
Interesting. It was for the Olympics. I was supporting my
Did
country.
You go home and confess?
Come on. Wait
you were
a minute.
Supporting the go Chem Club.
I would suggest coming home with a Coke if
oh
you do.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, I bought an entire case of the, you know, Costco, the Mexi-Coke. Uh-huh. The
real
cane sugar.
Yeah, yeah, the real Coke. Yeah.
As I knew that Leslie's craving would go through the roof by the time Easter rolled around. Sam Kinison. Oh, my. Sam Kinison. Robert Downey Jr. Hmm.
Oh,
Sally Kellerman.
Back to School.
Back to School. Also starring the late, great Rodney Dangerfield.
God rest his soul.
Oh, it's too bad. I keep opening up and reading the obituaries
Lindy.
Every day to look for my own name. Yep, Rodney Dangerfield. How about Uma Thurman... Sean Connery, Ralph Fiennes, Eddie Izzard.
What?
With Uma Thurman and Ralph Fiennes as the main actors. This is 1988.
Whoa.
Oh,
This is definitely...
Diana Rigg. This Patrick McNee, the
he's
remake.
Got it.
British.
Sometimes it's fun to watch.
No,
anything.
It isn't. Oh, God.
Oh.
Why are you killing me?
The bell tolls for The Avengers. The original British Avengers.
Oh, I love the original.
I could picture the British one. I just couldn't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
Oh, the bell tolls for us as well. We're going to have to say goodbye, Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Joe.
See ya.
Dave.
See ya.
Kendra.
Bye.
Heather.
Bye-bye.
And now these words...
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu, tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor, or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM, or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and technically directed today by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Meyer.